We all know that Lashon Hara is a bad thing, not only for the victim about whom the person speaks, but the speaker themselves, because the Torah tells us in this week's parasha, they get tzara'as. But the Alter Rebbe says that tzara'as only affects people who are very spiritually evolved. Lashon Hara sounds like somebody who's very spiritually undeveloped. We need to understand Lashon Hara a little better. In Onay from Parashas Nigi Adam state, at the beginning of the section of the Torah, which speaks about the afflictions on the skin of a human being, otherwise known as tzara'as, it says, Adam, if you'll have an Adam, which is a particular designation of human, ki yiyeh bo psara goymer, who will then have on his skin the following disease. So the pasuk nutzdad in Tayar Adam, the Torah specifically chooses the title Adam, vasit hashem ha'mayla funidin. Adam is a name, a title that is reserved to represent the greatness of the Jewish people. On the herzet Torah from the fir Tayarim, Adam ish gever enosh. And of the four collective nouns that we use to refer to humanity, which is enosh, the lowest, gever, more improved, ish, even more improved, Adam is the highest. So is Yudu Deshaila. For that reason, we have a well-known question, which is, Vikumtes, how could it be, as b'shasma held by the dag for an Adam, that if a person has already achieved this spiritually evolved state of being called an Adam, and the Torah calls them Adam, which means it's genuine, such a person should have to suffer from such a terrible thing called tzara'as? Tzara'as is serious. Tzara'as is one of the worst kinds of impurity that can contaminate a human being. To the extent that the Gemara tells us that the person with tzara'as is as if they were no longer living. So how does somebody so great get to have such a harsh experience? Is Mevor the Alter Rebbe, so the Alter Rebbe in the Kutat Torah, and our parasha explains us here on Usenis, that's actually the exact reason why. Because we need to understand better what tzara'as is. Davke defar, vas setzach v'gneinim, vas is in the dagah von Adam. Specifically because we're talking about somebody who is so developed to be called Adam. Vas amadrega gedoyla, which is a very elevated state, which the Alter Rebbe calls shlimo d'chulo, the most evolved or perfected human being. That's why is there loike b'tzara'as, that person could be afflicted with tzara'as. The reason is because the inyan anigoyim b'ur b'sora advised, when a person has that tzara'as on their skin, it indicates, as dera, vas is gerim demnega, it shows that the toxicity that creates this impurity, this illness of a meled afer zayin b'dug masoi, and the illness will reflect its cause. Is nit interprimus fundamentum. It's not something that is deep embedded within the human being. It's surface. It's superficial. Dalshich is mevor. Dalshich explains us by reshoim vasi korintum. Dalshich says people who are wicked people to start with, so they are generally in a state of impurity, and therefore machtid an omen areshim bisul zaynikib oibesore. Then if they do something wrong, you won't actually see it on their skin because there's no real difference to their person. Their person is impure. Valmin b'minoi ein echoitzitz, because as halacha tells us, if you have two identical items, the one cannot be a barrier to the other. So impurity does not show up on impurity. It's only a tzaddik, an advanced human being, where you could see blotches of white against their skin because there's some superficial impurity that has somehow attached to them. Going back to the Alter Rebbe, Nores is blois, vas is fabrim ben pseiles verayin zayn chitzoinius. So the person who is at the stage of Adam might still have some impurities, some superficial toxins, beseif levushav, which are at the outer elements of the person's garments of the soul, and the farver tefuna negeba urbasori dafka, and that's why the manifestation of the disease that represents what is spiritually missing in this person's life is skin deep, even less. It's actually on the surface of the skin, it's not even in the skin itself. And with that, the Alter Rebbe explains why we no longer have tzara'as. Achara churban, since the time of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, it's because we're not at that level, and we don't have access to these unnatural causes, where the tzara'as is actually something miraculous, and therefore does it's not a natural illness that affects people through regular virology. And if there's no people of that caliber, there's no tzara'as. There's brings from Rambam, and he quotes from the Rambam that it's something which is completely supernatural. Because the Alter Rebbe says, unfortunately, the state of our spirituality is such that there's nobody who doesn't have impurity that's become part and parcel of their reality. Even the people who in our generations are considered the most pure and good, they still have a little bit of negativity inside of themselves, of and therefore the negative cannot create negoim. So we have resolved the question why Adam, which is a statement of the greatness of a person, is the person who gets tzara'as, because tzara'as is this superficial aberration within a person who's actually wholly spiritual and good. And unfortunately, that doesn't exist anymore. But there's a problem. We have to understand The conventional reason we're given for tzaras does not sound like the kind of thing that an Adam would engage in. Chazal zogin, as inyan anigoyim kumt alsene shefchet loshen hara, the Gemara famously tells us that the cause, the most common cause of tzaras is loshen hara. Vasachet chomer b'yoyse, loshen hara is a very serious sin. Bizeh shokun kenegit the gimel avero svosi yehorek v'al yavor, to the extent that the Gemara even compares it to the three cardinal sins that a person is meant to give up their life for. Unkilu koifer b'iker, it's considered something which is a rejection of Hashem himself. The Rambam is Marich and Hilchos Deos, as the Rambam speaks in great detail in the halachas of how a person should conduct themselves. So if that's the case, is vikim and zogan as an adam asholem, how could we refer to a person as an adam, which is the most perfect human? Zain toyar is adam, who the Torah describes as adam. Was helped him not the biru from chitzeni sara, who only has to deal with superficial elements. That's who gets saras, but saras is called balosh and hora, which is a very serious offense. Ditmiz noch gresser. And what makes this question stronger is the chema von amesapel losh and hora vegebrachti Rambam. How bad it is to speak Lashon Hara is something that the Rambam describes when he's describing Tzaras. That shows a very strong link between them. The same halacha, the Alter Rebbe quotes to say that Lashon Hara is supernatural and therefore doesn't apply in our generations, which the Alter Rebbe is using to indicate that Tzaras is reserved for the greatest people of the community. That same halacha is where the Rambam says how bad Lashon Hara is, which indicates that Tzaras is associated with a really bad behavior. We're going to unpack this a little bit later, but the Rambam says that one of the evolutionary processes of Lashon Hara is that it can drive a person to completely deny Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. Whereas the Alter Rebbe says Tzaras only affects somebody who is at the state of spiritual health. So which one is it? So to get to understand that, we're going to look at the details of what the Rambam says. Let's look at the flow of what the Rambam actually said about how bad it is to speak Lashon Hara. First of all, the Rambam tells us Lashon Hara causes Tzaras, and he proves it. And bring the limit for Miriam from the fact that Miriam spoke negatively about Moshe, and therefore she got Tzaras. And we're told to remember that, which is obviously the Torah saying, pay attention to that story, because this is what happens from Lashon Hara. Then is there Mamshech, Mitayin, Vosot Techeri, Kedshayich, Hatsi Lashon Hara. The Rambam goes from there onto what appears to be a tangent. Valachas Kavacham Nitzilchus Tzumas Tzaras. And Lashon Hara, you could excuse being part of the laws of Tzaras. But what he's about to say next seems to have absolutely nothing to do with the subject. Vezel Lashon Hara. Let's quote. From Miriam we learn a kal v'chomer to people who are wicked and foolish, who speak nonsensical, exaggerated stories. And that is what happens when you sit in the social circles of people who are both foolish and wicked. First they start by talking nonsense. And what evolves from that is that they start to become cynical of the words of our prophets and they start to be dismissive. And that eventually leads them to speak negatively about the Eibishter and to actually deny Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. That is the language or the conversation of wicked people. That's what causes them to sit on the street corners, be yeshivas knesses shalamei ha'oretz, and that's why they gather in the gathering places of empty or illiterate people, shivas batim ishtoisim shayse sheikhar, and to go hang out at the drunken parties. Avosiris ksheire yisro, but the way that decent Jewish people speak is en ela b'divrei Torah v'chochma. They focus their attention on only speaking words of wisdom and of Torah. Lefichach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is al yadonu mezakeh nishisam bochulei, and because of that, the Eibishter will give them tremendous schus and tremendous success. So Daven Vashtem, we need to understand what's going on up here. What's the Rambam bringing this into the story of Tzaras for? Apparently the Rambam wants to tell us how serious it is to transgress the prohibition against Lashon Hara because it causes Tzaras. Why is this the time to go into a lengthy dissertation about how bad it is when bad people speak? And to say that their conversations start with speaking nonsense, which is very different to speaking Lashon Hara. And then eventually the Rambam tells us, eventually translates into speaking, God forbid, against Hashem. Even if you want to try and explain this by saying, Lashon Hora is a pratfun in Sichas Yishai. Lashon Hora is one of the subcategories of the bad speech of bad people. And then you want to justify and say, well, because the Rambam's speaking about Lashon Hara and how serious it is, so the Rambam wants to sharpen our focus about how bad this Lashon Hara is. So therefore he talks generally about how bad it is to speak like bad people. So okay, it's an important point and the Rambam should make it somewhere, but not here. It doesn't seem to fit under the category of the laws of Tzaras. Because Tzaras is only identified as the punishment for Lashon Hara, not for these other variations of how Rishonim speak. Why here? The right place where you would expect the Rambam to speak about this would be in Hilchos Deos, where he talks about character. And that's actually where he speaks about various types of inappropriate language or speaking, so he should have brought it there. That's question number one. Why is this parked in the laws of Tumas Saraz? Completely off topic. And if it's true that the Rambam wants to illustrate how bad Lashon Hara is, the Rambam uses very sharp language about a person who shares Lashon Hara when he's talking Hilchos Deos much earlier. Why not import those same expressions over here? And then we'd get the message that Lashon Hara is really serious. Nochmer, taking it a step further, in Hilchos Deos bring the Rambam de Maimer Chazal. In Hilchos Deos, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, that if a person speaks Lashon Hara, it is akin to denying Hashem Chas V'Shalom. In other words, in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam's position is that Lashon Hara is equated with heresy. And he doesn't even say that yet. Mashenkin does, doctor. Here he just says, as fun Lashon Hara. Here the Rambam seems to scale it down and say, well, the problem with Lashon Hara is that it may lead a person to heretical statements. From speaking this, it will lead to that. And that will eventually lead to rejection of Hashem. But he doesn't even use here in Tumas Tzaraas, where apparently he's telling us how severe Lashon Hara is, he doesn't even use the expression that Lashon Hara is a rejection of Hashem. So why and what's going on over here to distinguish between how the Rambam describes Lashon Hara in Hilchos Deos and how he does in Hilchos Tumas Tzaraas, we need to remind ourselves that there are two sides to Lashon Hara, two things that make it so bad. Shlomer den Birbos, that explanation is this. When in Hilchos Tumas Tzaraas, the Rambam gives us all of this detail about how bad it is to speak badly, at that point, the Rambam is focusing on one of the two key aspects of Lashon Hara. And his intention is to explain why Lashon Hara would cause Tzaraas. Okay, so he's speaking about one aspect. Let's identify what the two aspects are so we can see which one he's describing in Hilchos Tumas Tzaraas. In Lashon Hara, Zayin Faran Tzvein Yonim, there are two key factors about Lashon Hara. Out of the obvious, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, which is an indication that this person has negative characteristics. Otherwise, why would they speak badly about others? This person is obviously envious, or this person has hatred, and that's why they're speaking maliciously. So the most obvious problem with Lashon Hara is that it harms the victim of that Lashon Hara. In other words, the first aspect of Lashon Hara is it brings out the dirt from within a person and it harms the person about whom they're speaking. That aspect of Lashon Hara is the one that the Rambam addresses in Hilchos Deos. If you read the context of the perek in Hilchos Deos, you see that's the message. The entire context is the Rambam describing negative behaviors that have negative impacts either on the person or on somebody else. Lashon Hara, in that context, is one of the most damaging things that we could do to another person. That's addressing the aspect of harm to others. But there's another element. The other aspect of Lashon Hara is the Lashon Hara words themselves are problematic. If a person speaks Lashon Hara, even if it's unintentional, so there goes the whole malicious intent, which was the first subject. The other aspect of Lashon Hara is that it sucks the speaker into a bad place. Even though speech is one of our more superficial attributes, a levush, as we say in Tanya, it's a garment of the neshama, and it's one of the outer, you know, it's more superficial dimensions, because let's be honest, you can change the way that you speak over time. You could say something without meaning it. Is aber verbunden mit etzem von Menschen. The irony of speech is that, as superficial as it is, it links right into the core of who we are. Bizas the Torah, when I mention is medaber, to the extent that the classification of humans is those who speak medaber. Umahay taime venin red lashon hara. Therefore, when a person speaks, very powerful tool, lashon hara, is a difficulty rotsa schleppt mitzad atzmoi im arai nachmerer in ra. Each time a person speaks Lashon Hara, that drags them deeper into the mud of negativity. That's what the Rambam wants to clarify by going through all of this detail. In Sof Hilchas Tumas Tzaras, Vegan Sichas HaRishoyim, when at the end of Hilchas Tumas Tzaras, he starts to speak about the various forms of so-called wicked or inappropriate speech. His positioning statement is, stay away from the Rishoyim in the way that they speak with all their exaggerated nonsense. At that point, the Rambam is not even saying you've done anything wrong. The content of what they're speaking about is not fundamentally bad. Then the Rambam says, well, it's not just how they speak, it's how they hang out. It's what goes on in their circles. In their circles, first they start with all their nonsense. There the content may be objectionable, but there's no intent that is objectionable. There's no characteristic that this illustrates, oh, you're a bad, toxic person. But the Rambam's point is that's where it starts, and it sucks the person down and down, eventually into the worst places, as the Rambam continues. And what the Rambam wants us to understand is that Lashon Hara, from this perspective, falls into this category of evil talk. Speaking in the way that bad people speak. Here the Rambam doesn't want to emphasize the harm caused to somebody else. Here the Rambam wants to say a person is not guarding themselves against inappropriate speech, which is actually going to affect them. But the Rambam is madrish gleich betchila so inyan. The Rambam makes it clear right from the get-go. Wenn er red wie ne goyim kum mazel sein von loshen hora. The Rambam describes that the way tzaras would manifest was a phased rollout. Says Rambam, what's going to happen is the person's going to see there's something happening to me. But I've mentioned moved on before some of the vadoi, so that person's going to have to be quarantined. And that's going to affect them. This is a process. Remove the person from those negative circles so they can no longer speak that negative language, and that's how they're going to heal. You might wonder, why is the Rambam speaking about the language of bad people and scoffing? We're talking about Lashon Hara over here. But it's a phased process. Now, the Rambam wants to explain to us, as Lashon Hara, which is the direct cause of Tzaras, is a prat, is a detail in a bigger story. That bigger story begins when a person is happily conversing in a bad space and in a bad way. In other words, what's happening is the person is lacking in what is arguably a superficial part of their persona, their speech. As we saw already from the Alter Rebbe, that the definition of tzaras is the skin is not healthy, the external is not healthy. But the Rambam wants us to know that's where it starts. It starts with living, albeit superficially, in a negative place. That's going to rub off on the rest of the person. Now that we know how the Rambam in this particular area of halacha is viewing Lashon Hara, what it does to the speaker, how it drags the speaker down lower and lower into a toxic environment, now you understand why the Rambam brings Miriam as the proof and with quite a bit of detail. That's what the Torah is warning us when it tells us the story, not just of Miriam, that we have to remember the story. He's boinanu because the Torah wants us to contemplate ma ira le Miriam, what actually happened to Miriam. The inish von goyim of Lashon Hara is because if you examine the Miriam story, you learn that Lashon Hara is not only about harming the victim. And it's not only about malicious intent, because neither of those was present in the story of Miriam. Is nid mitzadam eshtinyan analin loshen hore vaseinem midis rois zainem mazik demzulas. Looking at the story of Miriam, you realize that loshen hore is not only about bad character, malicious intent, and harm to a victim. Mitzadam dibur atzmoi, resulting from what the person is saying. Varam by Miriam is dochadra, but because when you read the story of Miriam, none of those things are present. To the contrary. Gidalte al birkeha. She's the one who brought Moshe up. Vesikna be'atzma latzilo min hayom. She put her life on the line to rescue him when he was put into the river. In other words, she didn't have malicious intent. This is a person who was absolutely wholly committed to looking after Moshe and to his best interests. And she had no malicious intent when she said the story with Aaron. Not only that, the Rambam says, Lo dibro bignusoi, she never even said anything which was disparaging. She misinterpreted how he was running his life or whether it was appropriate. Moshe was not bothered by any of the things that Miriam had said. So there's no victim, there's no malicious intent. You don't have the first version of what Lashon Hara is all about. So why does the Torah want us to remember Miriam as the icon of why we shouldn't speak Lashon Hara? That's exactly the point, because in Edibris Nikiven Ken Shom Rabbe has a kule, her words had no malice, they had no harm. Nit mitzad Miriam in, or nit mitzad Moshe. Miriam didn't share something negative, Moshe wasn't hurt by something negative. Siza inyan chitzoni legamri was a very superficial glitch. And yet, immediately she gets tzaras. Why? Because it's the words that affect the person speaking in a way. If we're not absolutely vigilant about what comes out of our mouths, it can drag us into really dark places. Now we can understand why the Rambam in that particular halacha says the phases of how Lashon Hara unfolds with the warnings that it really gives us. It's not automatic like it was with Miriam. First, Rishtanus kiris beis nigid botim. The Rambam says, first, a person's house would be affected by tzaras. There noch oib omad berishim mishtan klei ha'orisha bebeis. It says the Rambam, if the person is unmoved, then the leather elements within the person's house, I don't know what that was in those days, rugs, furniture, etc., they become infected. Vim omad berishoy, and if a person still doesn't do tshuva, then mishtanin habegodim shalav, then his own clothing becomes infected by tzaras. On erish tenoch, and only if he doesn't get the message from all of those sides, then imam adberish mishtanin orev itzaro, then he'll actually get tzaras on his body. Why is it a phased approach? Because the consequence matches the crime. The crime was a phased process where the person evolved into worse and worse ways of speaking. So the tzaras affects a person in a lighter to harsher spectrum. When a person initially speaks Lashon Hara, is a dibanin chitzoni legamrei velcharirt im niton. First Lashon Hara that a person shares, it's completely superficial. It doesn't yet capture the person. And the far is like another bayis vasin gatzin obgitel for them. So the person is not affected. The house is affected. Something which is quite superficial to the person is indicating something's wrong over here. But the more a person engages in this negative speak, so that person gets more and more entrenched in negative places. There are merbi pnimiusa, which means that the negative becomes more and more part of that person's reality. Unfortunately, that's what happens with bad behavior. It becomes more and more normal for us and more part and parcel of who we are. And that's why slowly the tzaras moves closer and closer to the person. His furniture, his clothes, eventually his person. But chas v'shalom, if a person reaches a point where the negative has become so embedded in them that that's truly what's inside of them, then, as we said right from the beginning, you can't have tzaras in that case at all because it wouldn't show up against a dark background. So now we can bring together the Alter Rebbe's explanation as Negoim Kum and Dafka by an Odom HaSholem Vosot Metakim Given Kolla Devorim Chutz Von Seif Levushav, that who gets Tzara, says the Alter Rebbe, only the person who is at the highest spiritual level, who has completely transformed every part of themselves except for the edge, the hem of their spiritual garments. It's nit not a nit considered to Divrei Rambam. Not only is that not a contradiction to the Rambam, it says Loshon Hara causes Tzara's, it's actually two sides of the same explanation. Because what the Rambam illustrates about staying away from Lashon Hara is not like everybody thinks, outright Lashon Hara. Rather, the Rambam's message is to be vigilant about how we speak across the board, even though speech is so external to the human. And the last piece of the puzzle over here is why a kohen is the person who's going to help this great tzaddik to get rid of his own tzaras. The cheres new woman doesn't really seem to make sense. We're describing an Adam, the most mature, evolved spiritual being that a human could be. That's somebody who has the capacity to completely elevate, refine, and transform every facet of the internal being, and they have done so in practice. So how can that person not reach the hem of his garment? How can that person not transform the last little superficial parts of himself? The Bozed explanation is, the fact that somebody at that caliber may trip and fall into the world of Lashon Hara, even though as far as this person is concerned, he's worked through all of his facets, all of his characteristics, all of his attributes successfully and objectively. That's also true. As far as Kenzana Ranenakorat, because it is possible that deep within the person there is some kind of negative that is just, it's hidden. You can't even detect it if you had some kind of tumor detector. This is something which is so embedded within the person, they don't even know that it's there. It's unfortunately quite common that people have deep-seated issues that they're completely unaware of. The irony is that even though it's a very deeply embedded negativity, as we often know, the way that a person speaks gives away who they really are and where they're really holding. As we mentioned before, because there's this ironic paradox that speech, superficial as it is, links into the core of who we are. That's why you have the Gemara in Pesachim, full of different examples of people who said things which gave away who they really were. And the fascinating thing is that this symptom of negativity is expressed in words which are quite superficial and possibly words that don't even seem to be that bad. If we're talking about this person, the bad speak that they're experiencing is nothing like the bad speak we experience. It's certainly not overt Lashon Hara. It's this subtlety. So the only way to fix this tzaras is somebody's got to drill in and get to that hidden cause, that hidden kernel of impurity, and fix it. And the person themselves can't do it. The Rebbe is a sturcha koyin dafka. You need a koyin for that. Vos es chesed ilah, as the Alter Rebbe explains over there in the Kutat Torah, a koyin is a representation of the highest supernal type of divine chesed. We know that absolute chesed has the capacity to sweeten the bitter, to correct the negative, to illuminate the dark. And so the Kohen, not because the Kohen is more special than the Adam who has the Tzaras, but because the Kohen is endowed with a unique kind of chesed, can turn around that kernel of negativity. And therefore not only does the Kohen appear and do some kind of a ritual, he actually has to say words, because words, speech, is the key to all of this impurity, he has to say, Toherata, I now declare you pure. When the Kohen opens his mouth to make that declaration, he is able to draw down an incredibly powerful and infinite light of Hashem, which can remove the negative that is hidden and can completely purify the person who had the tzaras, and they can return into society. Mitzvah Hashem, we should see the curing of the tzaras, the spiritual tzaras, that keeps us away from Hashem during Golus, with the coming of Mashiach now.